Welcome to Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, a book that will permanently change how you think about power, virtue, and the daily struggle to be a better person. What if the most powerful man on earth spent his private hours not celebrating his victories, but ruthlessly cataloging his own failures? Marcus Aurelius, who ruled as Roman emperor from 161 until his death in 180 CE, wrote every word of this book for an audience of exactly one, himself. The work we call the Meditations was never meant to be published. Its original Greek title, Ta Eisiaton, translates as To Himself, a private journal of moral self-examination, not a polished philosophical treatise. Marcus most likely composed it during military campaigns in the final decade of his reign, using writing as a personal discipline rather than a creative act. Marcus belonged firmly to the Stoic philosophical tradition, founded by Zeno of Citium around 300 BCE. Stoicism held that the universe is governed by a rational principle called the Logos, and that virtue, the correct exercise of reason, is the only genuine good. Wealth, health, and reputation were classified as indifferent, neither good nor bad in themselves. The single greatest influence on Marcus, according to Gregory Hayes's introduction, was Epictetus, a former slave whose teachings Marcus encountered through notes compiled by Arrian. Epictetus's core distinction between what is up to us and what is not runs as a structural thread through the entire Meditations. The author also drew on Heraclitus, Plato, and certain Epicurean ideas, reflecting a practical eclecticism. He was assembling tools for living, not building a system. Hayes draws on scholar Pierre Hadot's concept of spiritual exercises to explain what the Meditations actually is. Ancient philosophy, in this view, was not primarily a set of doctrines to debate, but a set of practices designed to transform the practitioner's character. The author argues that Marcus was performing those exercises, meditating on death, practicing a view from above, and reaffirming commitments to reason that he found genuinely difficult to sustain. The repetitiveness of the text is not a flaw, it is the entire point. Marcus returns to the same themes, the brevity of life and the indifference of externals, because he needs to rehearse them, not because he has forgotten them. He presents himself not as a serene sage, but as a frustrated, self-critical person, honestly struggling to close the gap between his ideals and his daily performance. That psychological honesty is what separates the Meditations from every other philosophical text of its era. Marcus does not write as a teacher addressing students. He writes as a defendant cross-examining himself. The result is a portrait of moral struggle that feels startlingly modern. This matters because the Stoic tradition Marcus inherited was demanding in ways easy to underestimate. Virtue was not a feeling or an aspiration. It was a daily practice requiring constant renewal. Every page of the Meditations reflects the cost of that commitment. The three disciplines Epictetus identified, desire, action, and assent, gave Marcus a practical framework for that renewal. The discipline of desire meant accepting what cannot be changed. The discipline of action meant serving others without attachment to outcomes. The discipline of assent meant refusing to let false judgments corrupt his perception of events. Together, these three disciplines gave Marcus a complete architecture for daily moral life. Desire trained him to stop fighting what he could not control. Action and assent kept his choices clean and his judgments honest. What makes this framework remarkable is that Marcus never claimed to have mastered it. He wrote these reminders precisely because he kept failing to apply them. The Meditations is, in that sense, a record of effort rather than achievement. This is what separates the text from every polished philosophical treatise of its era. Marcus writes, not as a teacher addressing students, but as a defendant cross-examining himself. The result is a portrait of moral struggle that feels startlingly modern. The Stoic tradition he inherited was demanding in ways easy to underestimate. Virtue was not a feeling or an aspiration. It was a daily practice requiring constant renewal Every page of the meditations reflects the real cost of that commitment. That psychological honesty is the book's enduring gift. Marcus Aurelius shows us that the gap between ideals and performance is not a sign of failure. It is the very terrain where character is built. The meditation survives because it tells the truth about that struggle.